Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome. Welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Hey, your host, Kevin Vaughn. Hey, we trust you're having an awesome day today, a productive day. And in some cases, you may not be having a great day because, you know, things happen. It's called life. In fact, I just got a text a few seconds ago that a family member of a friend had just passed. So, and of course, they're grieving and having that time with the family as well. So, you know, we thank God and everything. Obviously, we don't understand everything, but we do want you to be encouraged in the things of God because, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is Lord. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the network. Hey, we're going to get started in a few seconds here. We're not going to hold you long. We're going to keep it moving and keep everything fresh, hopefully, too, as well. But we're just excited about you joining us tonight, and we thank God for you. Hey, also, too, hey, I want to put a few announcements out there because we got some powerful stuff coming up. Yeah. This weekend. Hey, for those in the state of Georgia, we talk about even the surrounding states. Come join us, ladies and gentlemen, at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. Kingdom Life Worship Center coming up July 28th and 29th. We've got the Youth Weekend Explosion. Our awesome, awesome young people will be taking over the weekend. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, our Youth Weekend Explosion is going to be at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, with your host, Jasmine Crenshaw, 390, this is the address, 390 Glen Street, North Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, just outside the metro Atlanta area. Youth Weekend Explosion hosted by Jasmine Crenshaw, awesome, awesome young woman of the Lord. 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, coming out Saturday and Sunday, July 28th and 29th, guys. It's going to be awesome. Saturday is going to be at 11 a.m. sharp, and Sunday is going to be 3 p.m. for some awesome events, music, a fellowship, and the Word, of course, coming out as well. Hey, on top of that, you're going to have Miss Booker's going to be there, Brother Micah Crenshaw is going to be there, and Brother K.O., we call him Kent Osborne. He's going to be there ministering to our young people. So we want to encourage everybody to come on out. Family, make it a family event. You know, dads, bring your sons and daughters. Mom, bring your sons and daughters. You know, everybody come together, get in the car, and come on out to Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday and Sunday, July 28th and 29th. Hey, for more details, give me a call. Elder Kevin Vaughn, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Yeah. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, they're senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. They're the overseers of the network. They always join us when they can and give us an awesome word, prayer, and just the wisdom that the Lord has given to them to share with you. So we believe Bishop or Doc is going to be on a little later. So God bless you, and we thank God for you. So y'all need to definitely give a hand to y'all's pastors, right? All y'all bishops, your pastors, the apostles, anybody who's bringing that word, keeping your soul right. Yeah, got to do that. All right. Hey, tonight's topic is encouraging belief. Woo, encouraging belief. The purpose of the Global Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen, is just to lift you up, give you a few more minutes of the day, a few more hours of the week to keep you encouraged in the things of God. Please notice for those listening all around the world, we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the power of the Father, so we are not ashamed of that, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So know that. Let's get that out there real quick. There's only one God. I don't care what y'all say. There's only one and true and living God, ladies and gentlemen. He's proved himself over and over again and he's even doing it right now. So we thank God for Jesus. Thank God for precious Holy Spirit. And we thank God for the Father in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, we're going to have a word of prayer. Go right into it. The topic tonight, encouraging belief. The goal is to just take your belief to another level, whatever you got to do. God is unlimited. You can't expend God. He's just unlimited. He's just, everywhere at the same time. And plus, he can minister to you while he's taking care of the universe. Just amazing. I mean, you got to praise God for just who he is. I mean, he can take care of your need that you don't even know about and then take care of the universe simultaneously without you knowing what's going on. Just amazing. Pretty cool. Wow. And people get fascinated by a computer. You know, I think IBM computer they got does like a trillion computations or a trillion things per second, right? It's amazing. A trillion or maybe more. And people get fascinated by that. But, you know, God can, you know, doing everything. Everything. He's doing, I mean, he made the computer anyway. He is the computer. He got everything running simultaneously. So whatever man made, you know, it can't compare. Never will compare to God and who he is. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, tonight's topic, encouraging belief. We're not going to hold you long. We're going to get right to it. And we just have a word of prayer. As you know, so much going on. Always be praying for others. Always be praying for yourself. Lay hands on yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your sons and daughters and also your grandchildren and everybody. Just continue to pray for them over and over again because prayer works, ladies and gentlemen. And God inherits the praises of his people. And he will definitely do according to his will offer and give your prayer definitely whatever it needs in Jesus' name. So we thank God for that. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much. We thank you for the listeners, Father God, online. We thank you for people who are on the internet. We thank God for on their mobile devices. We pray for those who may be traveling and listening. Bless them, Father God, and give them traveling mercies. Keep them safe, Father God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Father God, we just rebuke the enemy in any fashion that would try to come against the network tonight or even in the future for that matter. And so we thank you, Father, in advance. So we rebuke the enemy in the name of Yeshua, God. And we give God all the glory and reign, Father God, to have your way tonight because your word will go forth tonight, Father God, and it will not return void. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for all those listening again, Father God. Thank you for those who will be listening later as well on the rebroadcast. God bless you. And we're definitely praying for you. We don't have to know the details. We don't have to know your name. Well, we know we're praying for the people of God. We're praying for those who are saved, those who are unsaved. Pray for those who are incarcerated, those who are not incarcerated, those who are not in the right mind, and those who are. We pray for those people, Father God, right now. We ask you to break the curses, break the bind that holds people in a mind, and in some cases in a body. We ask you to release that, Father God, release them so they can be free in you. And also be about their Father's business, Father God. So we thank you for salvation, but we also thank you for healing and also a freeing of the mind, Father God, for those who need it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father, for your traveling mercies. Thank you for everything. Hey, the topic tonight, encouraging belief. Encouraging belief. Doesn't that just sound good? Belief. We just want you to take it to another level. Hey, real quick, we're going to read some scripture and have a little commentary behind it, and then we're going to open up the lines for our leadership a little later on. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it is so easy to forget God's presence, right? Power, and when we face uncertain and difficult times. You know, we probably do that every week, every day, you know, things happen. Now, some people don't. We can't say everybody has that problem or, you know, has different thoughts and so forth and goes a different way. Not everybody does that. But our faith falters and we doubt. Sometimes this happens to us, right? It happens to me. Our faith falters and we doubt what God is, whether God is with us. Sometimes even doubting that he is real, right? And who he say he is. God knew that we would struggle. You got to know, God knows everything, right? He knew everything. He knew everything we were going to think about, things we weren't going to think about, things we were going to say or do. Obviously, he knew that before the foundations of the world. So we thank God for his awesomeness in that area. When we begin to doubt, read these Bible verses about believing and prayer that God will renew. It's the key word, renew your heart and your mind. He says he is and who he says you are. Amen. Be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen out there, as you see God move through all circumstances in life to grow your faith. I love it. So we thank God for his word. Hey, we're going to go right to the word and talk about it a little bit here. Topic tonight, encouraging belief. We want you to take your belief to another level. Hey, 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13 opens up and says, and we also thank God continually because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accept it not as a human word. Amen. But as it actually, but it actually is the word of God, which is indeed at work in you for those who believe. That's the key right there, ladies and gentlemen. The word of God works if you believe. It's amazing because God, through the Spirit of God, does not force anything on us. Isn't that amazing? The very thing we need, God won't even force it on you because he loves us so much and gives you freedom to choose. That's powerful right there. 1 Timothy 4 and 10 says, that is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, amen, who is the Savior of all people. You hear that? All people. He saved everybody through his blood for those who believe, right? He still did the work, but you still got to accept him as your Lord and Savior, and especially for those who believe. Isn't that wonderful right there? So unfortunately, there's some people who don't believe. There's some, a lot of people who do believe. I believe there's more people that do believe you on the planet than don't, you know. So we're excited about that. Acts 16 and 31 says, they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Now, how many people in their right mind don't want to have you and your household saved by the power of Jesus Christ? That's powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen. So we just give God power and glory in that word tonight. But the key is belief. Hey, our topic tonight, encouraging belief. We want you to believe like you never believed before. I tell you, because you're going to need it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to all need it. We need it right now, actually. You don't have to wait till later. It's going to get worse and worse in the world. And you better have some encouraging belief. You better have that word in your mind. You better have that word in your heart. And keep it moving, right? Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is a confidence in what we hope for, and the assurance about what we do not see. Wow. So God, there's a scripture that talks about without faith, it's impossible. It is impossible to please God. Isn't that amazing? You can all look that one up. And also, too, if anybody needs the scriptures that I'm reading tonight, I'll be glad to share those with you via email or text. We need to get them to you, okay? Be glad to share those with you. Hey, this is the next scripture, Hebrews 11 and 6, right? And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? He must believe that he exists. So we want to encourage your belief today to know that God exists, ladies and gentlemen. He exists. Everything that you see around us, this planet, the stars, the moon, and that, you know, the planets that we found, and still finding planets out there in the universe and different units, and also different galaxies as well. God made all of that. Isn't that powerful? So, but we have to seek God, ladies and gentlemen. God wants you to seek him out. He wants you to believe who he is, seek him out, and he will begin to bless you and keep you in his care forever and ever. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Come on now. That's what you need right there, ladies and gentlemen. This is your fuel. This is your fuel. When your body's down, mind's down, heart's down, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isn't that powerful? Isaiah 43 and 10, as we talk about encouraging belief tonight. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. God has chosen you, ladies and gentlemen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, I love this part, ladies and gentlemen. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be after me. Isn't that powerful? He said, there's no other gods before me. He says, I am that I am. And I mean, really, when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, that gets you excited. If you just meditate, just turn everything off and just meditate on God being God by himself. I mean, you got to give him a praise just for that, just for who he is. Y'all better put your hands together for God right now. Yeah. Yeah. John 3:18 says, whoever believes in him is not condemned. Let me read that one again. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. So get off of the past, HM. Get out of that stinking thinking. Get all of that mind, what we call cobwebs of the mind. Get all that stuff cleaned out, right? Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whosoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? No one can come to the Father but through Yeshua, God, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. No one can come to the Father but through the Son. So please believe that tonight. That is our encouraging belief area tonight. Hey, John 4:42 says, and they said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you say now. We have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. Now, how many of y'all can do that? I don't know what y'all experience was with the Lord, but when you hear and know God saved your soul, you know. I mean, ain't nobody can take that from you. You know, you didn't have to have lightning bolts and earth shake and all that kind of stuff. You know God saved your soul. So we thank God for saving y'all who have accepted Jesus today. Thank you. And those who are coming. So we pray for the new ones. We pray for those who already accepted Jesus too around the world. God bless you. Hey, John 10:38 says, but if I do them, even through you, do not believe me. Believe the works, right? That you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. I love that about Jesus right there. That was powerful right there, guys. John 14:1 says, do not let your hearts, this is a good one, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me, right? You can't leave out the Trinity, guys. You believe God, you got to believe the Son, and you got to believe in precious Holy Spirit. John 20:27, as we talk about encouraging belief tonight, then he said to Thomas, put your fingers here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop doubting. Don't doubt God. Believe God. Encourage your own faith. Encourage your own belief today in Jesus Christ. In John 20:31 says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. You know, there's people running around looking for life out there in the world, and Jesus is the only life that they need. So we thank God, and we also pray for those that accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we pray for the saints. We also pray for the sinner as well in Jesus' name. 1 Kings 10:7 says, but I do not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me in wisdom and wealth. You have far exceeded the report I heard. Amen. That was 1 Kings 10:7. Mark 1:15 says, the time has come. He said, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Amen. Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, ladies and gentlemen, believe that you have received it and will be yours. You hear that? Let me read that one again. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe. That means you want your family saved. You want to be saved. You want your husband saved, wife saved, children, grandchildren, you got to pray. So therefore, I tell you, ask in prayer, believe, and you receive it, and it will be yours. Now, we don't know the timetable, but you got to believe, and you got to pray in Jesus' name. Last scripture, ladies and gentlemen, is Matthew 18:6, right? If anyone causes the little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it'd be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck to be drowned in the depths of the sea. So the goal here is do not discourage anyone to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We're talking about the little ones, right? Your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and anyone. Don't ever discourage anyone from being a witness for God and also accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I'm going to read one more, and then we're going to open up the lines too as well. Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength, ladies and gentlemen, my shield, my heart trusts in him. He helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I will praise him. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that is the scriptures for tonight. Our topic is encouraging belief. We want you to take your belief to the next level. Yeah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Elder Kevin Vaughn. We're talking about encouraging belief. At this point in our Encouraging Word Global Network, we open up the lines for our leadership, and we're just excited about Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, senior pastors, ladies and gentlemen. For those who don't know that, they are Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, our senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more details about the ministry and information, give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'm going to open up the lines for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, and y'all give them a hand as we open the line for Doc. I believe Doc is first, I believe. God bless you, Doc.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Kevin. Always such a encouraging and empowering thought, particularly in this hour that we live in, because most of us can certainly attest with all of the things that are going on in the media, things that are going on in our communities, things that are going on in the government and our society. We have to get to the place that we do, you know, really take it to the next level and go from beyond encouraging our belief to defending our belief. And where do we defend that? We never defend it by being argumentative or trying to be very confronting with individuals, but we must defend our faith or our belief in our minds. The Bible tells us very clearly that he said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the soul of us is the mind of us. It is the emotions of us. And the enemy is after to get our thinking. He's after he wants to tap into our belief system, to distort it, to pervert it, to do whatever he can, all those things that are going on into the world. So we have got to be aggressive, ambitious, and very consistent about defending our belief. And how do we defend our belief? Once again, not being argumentative, but we got to defend it in our own mind, in our own spirit, because the Bible tells us he's coming back for those who are looking for his appearing and who are still holding on to the faith. Those are the people that he's coming back for. Now, I want you to reference a scripture that's over in the book of Revelation, and it talks about how the Lord is coming back for those that has the seal in their forehead. And we're not talking about some stamp or some mark or some strange thing that somebody has branded on our forehead, but what is in your mind? Have you been branded and sealed in your mind that Jesus Christ is the Son of a living God? He came, died, he rose again. There's only one true and living God. He is the one that came to set us free. There's not two or three, four or five gods. There's only one. Is that sealed? Is that sealed in your mind? Is that sealed in your forehead? And the scripture tells us he knows those that are his. The Lord knows those that are his. So he's coming back for those who's looking and hoping for his appearance. So I say to you tonight, keep hoping. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith. Defend your faith. Defend your belief. Don't get caught up or distorted by all of the philosophies of men and the things that are being released in the earth today. I often say there are three behaviors that is imperative that we have in these last days. You must read, research, and pay attention. I'm going to say that again. Read, research, and pay attention. Pay attention to the things that are happening today that are certainly in alignment with those things that are prophetic, scripturally, and in the realm of the spirit, and begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. When the enemy wants to come to try to make you sad, you need to be like the scripture said, King Agrippa said, I'm going to make myself happy. You praise your way into a joyful place. But don't let the enemy burden down your mind, your spirit, or your emotions. You've got to encourage yourself in the Lord, and you've got to defend your belief and defend your faith, because if we don't, this season and hour that we live in, the enemy about last year and brought us out the year before, that same God that saved Mom and them, the same God that put food on our table years and years ago, brought them through, brought our ancestors through, and now is bringing us through. The enemy all of a sudden will come up with a new philosophy to believe that we don't even need the Lord. We don't even need Jesus. Who is he? But the enemy is a liar. Allow the word of God and allow the faith that you believe that God is who he is in your life. Let it be sealed in your forehead. And we're going to pray and believe, God, that whatever the enemy is attempting to release in this earth, the scriptures, if it were possible, the very elect of God would be deceived. But it's not possible. So if you're sealed and you're encouraging yourself in your belief and you're defending yourself in your belief, that means that something comes to you and it don't it checks you in your spirit that something about that just ain't right. And something about that probably isn't just right. So hold on and let the Holy Spirit be your leader. Let him be your guide and he will protect you. So tonight, as I pray, that those that are on this line tonight to be encouraged, know that the Lord is with you. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. The scripture said he will be with us always, even until the end of the world. I believe that. I receive that. I stand on that. I defend that, that he will never leave us alone in the midst of test, trials, trouble, all of the havoc, craziness that's going on in the world, because it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. The challenges and the things that are going to be wars, rumors of wars, name it, famines in the land. But we have got to hold on and defend and encourage ourselves in the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say I thank you, I praise you, and I magnify you. For those that are listening tonight, we choose, and it's by choice tonight, we choose to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We will not give up. We will not turn back on the truth of your word, to know that all things are working together for our good. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name tonight, God, that we make a choice tonight to hold on to the faith that is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because greater is he that is in us than whatever is in the world. Whatever philosophy, whatever deception, whatever trouble and turmoil that's in this world, greater is he that is in us than that which is in the world. So, Father, thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your name, Lord, and we give you praise, and we humble ourselves before you, Father, that you would keep us even in this season. Wherever we shall plant our seed, God, wherever we may go, in our communities, in the school, in the grocery store, in the workplace, Father, plant our feet and allow our feet, God, to be covered by the blood of Yeshua, Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, Father. Wherever that we plant our feet, we will take authority, and we shall tread over the head of the enemy. And we thank you for it now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, those listening all around the world, that was the voice of co-pastor with her husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, at Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. This time we're going to open up the lines for Bishop. Recognize Bishop. Bishop, how are you, sir? God bless you.
Just fine, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Glad to hear your words you've spoken tonight. And we're here to encourage each and everybody that's on the line, that's in the air, that hears about us on the voice, the radio. So, God, we ask you to bless tonight in a special and a mighty way. We give you all praise and all glory and all honor now to him who's able to keep us from falling, God, and we thank you right now that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We decree and declare your glory has been established in the earth realm, and we thank you right now that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, we thank you that you're blessing families on tonight. You're blessing, binding them together as never before, unified in the name of Jesus. And we come against everything that not like you, every demonic force, every human force. And God, we cancel every assignment of the enemy right now. And God, we thank you. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you as you bless the children. May each of the child children get ready to go back to school. protect them, keep them, let your angel camp about them each and every moment of their lives, that their lives will not be in danger, God. But Lord, we thank you that you will spit people there, God, in our midst. And God, we thank you as you place your people in places that we seek the face of God and intercede for people of God, intercede for those that don't know the Lord, intercede for families in the name of Jesus. God, if we give you glory, also it is so. We call it done now. And God, we thank you. Your word has been established, God, and we give you praise for it. It will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. And God, we forever give you glory for it. And we thank you right now for what you're doing in this season, in this time. God, you protect your people everywhere. You protect those that walk in your will, God. Protect us, God. Look on that man that may not know you tonight, that woman, that child that may not know you tonight. Look on that family. Look on that Marie family, God. Look on that person that is less fortunate than we are. Look on that man that may be caught. That woman, that child, that boy, that girl, incarceration on tonight, Lord. Look on them, protect their lives, God. Protect their souls, Lord. And we thank you right now. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask according to your word. And we thank you, though, that you're making ways for individuals that without tonight. We thank you. You're protecting their lives. We forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. And we thank you for it. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, give Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, Senior Pastors, King of Life Worship Center, a hand. Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless you. Powerful word, powerful prayer. We thank God for you. But ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about you. We want you to win. God wants you to win. The topic tonight has been encouraging your belief. We want you to just take it to another level. You're going to need it. We're all going to need it, right? We're encouraging. I'm encouraging myself just talking to y'all tonight. So y'all stay encouraged. Stay excited about what God's doing. Know that God's word is so true. As Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop have prayed and talked about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, there's no other way but through Jesus Christ. No other way to God but through Jesus Christ. And he is who he said he is, and the works are there. The works are even happening even right now through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Father God. We just thank and praise you for all you're doing in the people's lives today, Father God. As Bishop and Doc prayed, the lives are definitely being changed, Father God. So we thank you for those souls, those people who are turning back to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, don't forget, next week, this weekend, we got the Youth Weekend Explosion coming up at Kingdom Life Worship Center. Give me a text, guys. You want more information, text me, email me, whatever you got to do. Call me, 404-401-0233, As you know, we got to encourage our youth. We got to support our youth and help them and the talents that God has given them. Coming up, Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, 390 Glen Street, North in Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. And that's July 28th, 29th, and Saturday at 11 a.m. sharp, and then 3 p.m. on Sunday, 3 p.m. sharp on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be a festivities, got cookout, food, music, going to be great fellowship time, and we're excited about the speakers that are going to be there. It's going to be wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, let's give a hand to our young people, because there's some young people that love the Lord, too. Y'all know that? Y'all know that? Yeah, so we thank God for our young people that love God. We just got to keep them encouraged and keep them engaged in the things of God. Hey, we're getting ready to roll out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, for those listening around the globe, Elder Kevin Vaughn with you on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Our topic tonight was encouraging. Encourage yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to fuel yourself through the word, through leadership, through Bible study, through church services, whatever you got to do, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to lift yourself up to the Lord and lift others up as you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise before we go. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this, guys. Hey, always, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. You guys have a great rest of the evening and have a productive and powerful rest of the week. We'll see you now. Bye-bye. God is good. And remember, again, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye. We'll see y'all later. Thank you so much.